BlogTalkRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
Last Sunday show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Prep Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume. My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce.
No! Welcome to Rage Quit Radio.
Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
It's all about me.
Shy kids.
Orange Room.
Warlife Radio!
Shy kids. Shy kids.
We are shy kids.
See it right there. It's done. Theme song.
Welcome to the Shy Kids Podcast. My name is Corey.
I am the doctor!
And I'm Duck.
Yeah, you are. Holy shit, man.
If you're just tuning in right now to the downloaded version of this show, then this is part two. You're going to want to go download part one from It's All About Me. We were on It's All About Me for 2 hours, and now they're on with us for 2 hours. You can get that at itsallaboutme.com. Me has four E's. Me! Hello.
I got to change that fast. I hate it. Hello? Why does this only happen whenever we try to do a Shy Kids thing?
All right. So, yeah, let's just have dead air until Holly.
All right.
Gets up.
I was talking.
There she is.
Are you? Where were you?
And she sounds like crap.
Yeah. What? Holly's internet connection is wonky.
It sounds fine on my end.
Problems.
It sounds
well, that's
fine.
Good.
Yes.
All right. Moving on.
Yeah, let's move on.
This is part two.
It's always our side. It's always our side that fucks up, Corey.
That's what I was just saying.
We cannot do live shows, Doc.
Hey guys, isn't this your second only live show?
It's
this is our second.
This
is the second time we've ever tried to do a live show. That's true.
All right, let's
the first one we used to have a third co-host.
Yeah.
Oh,
the dark days.
The dark
upon us.
The dark days.
No, the dark days are now.
Are upon us.
Are upon us now that we don't have a third co-host.
R.I.P. Dean.
Yeah.
Yep.
R.I.P. Dean.
Isn't this great?
Go ahead.
What shall we get into? Speaking of Poland.
That's a good segue.
Speaking of Poland.
Segue.
Yeah.
Have you guys heard that there's a Harry Potter Wizarding College?
I have, and
really?
It's going.
It sounds fantastic. It's apparently in a Polish castle. This past November they had an event that's like a giant LARPing event. You guys all know what LARPing is, right?
Yes,
that's
I
where
do.
You dress up. It's like cosplay, but you're in character.
Yeah, and then you sort of you play out the character with other people playing out their characters, right?
Yeah.
Corey, don't you imagine you've got to have an encyclopedic knowledge of the books and the movies to fit in there at all?
You probably have to be a Harry Potter super fan. Yeah, I would imagine. But like, there are no like Harry Potter characters that were allowed. Like, they weren't allowed to use any. Like existing canon characters, they were all brand new characters that just sort of existed in the world of Harry Potter. So maybe you don't need to have such an encyclopedic knowledge,
right?
You know,
and I got something to admit to you guys. I have actually fantasized about me being there at Hogwarts and stuff, watching the movies and stuff. Oh, God, that's so embarrassing.
That's
admit,
not anything.
I don't think that's that embarrassing.
That's not something that's surprising either. I'm sure that nobody in the chat would even think twice about that. They'd be like, yeah, I know.
I think about being a Time Lord.
Yeah, I know. You do. Yeah. I think about going to Harry Potter school.
You know,
hold on. I have to ask Andy something.
Yes.
All right. This is a Hack Radio Bit 101, but here we go. Fuck, marry, kill. Ginny Weasley, Hermione Granger, Luna Lovegood.
I would kill Luna, fuck Hermione, and marry Ginny. That was quick.
There you go. Exactly what I would have said.
Hey, I haven't given that any thought before, have I?
I have to be honest, I would fuck Luna because crazy pussy.
That's
waggity smaggity dear.
Jesus Christ.
You know what? And I hope I'm not offending anybody. I don't go for the ditzy thing.
No, she wasn't ditzy. She was fucking just nuts.
She had a cloud in her brain.
Yeah.
But that's true. And I'd like to also welcome Riley to the show. Hello, Riley.
Get out.
This shit's good for my bodies.
I'm eating crackling oat bran out of the box, and they want some.
That's my favorite Neil Diamond song.
Crackling oat bran.
Crackling oat bran, get on board.
Crackling oat bran, make me smile.
You know that the original Crackling Rosie is about masturbation?
With an egg?
I thought it was about a bottle of wine he had on the train.
I thought it was about masturbation because you're rose, like your rosy palm.
Okay, listen, guys. Listen, we don't mean
off topic.
Yeah, this isn't the Shy Kids. We're fucking breaking the flow and doing the random bullshit that we do on our show. Yeah, let's go back to the Harry Potter thing. Corey, take it away, my friend.
Corey. It's called the Chochka College of Wizardry. I think that's because
Chochka.
Well, C Z O C H A. I don't know how to. I don't speak Polish.
Holy
that's, no, that's Hogwarts in Polonese.
Right. Stick zone. Beautiful. That's going in the stroke folder.
See, that's Luna Lovegood. See, she's great.
She is great, but she's no Hermione.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Mm. Or Ginny Weasley.
What if I threw in
who might also be ghost. Hermione with Polyjuice Potion?
What if I threw that ghost girl into the mix?
Yeah, hey, you know what? It didn't matter. Doc and
Moaning
and
Myrtle.
We could
throw Moaning Myrtle into the mix.
If I ever wanted to say I could fuck Luna, she could just do a Polyjuice Potion, and it'd be like, you know, let's do a thing, and I'll take some too, and I'll be Snape for you, you know, because I know you've always had a Snape rape fantasy, so we'll do that one day, and it'll be a fun afternoon.
Snape Cosby fantasies.
And then we'll order pizza.
Oh, I'm the Minister of the Dark Arts. Just get the potions.
And Corey, have you heard about the Harry Potter Hotel in London?
I have not heard about a Harry Potter Hotel in London.
Yeah, there's a Harry Potter themed hotel that's opening up in London, I think, in January.
Really?
Yeah, and it's getting bigger and bigger. I love that the movies have ended, but the fandom is just like becoming insane.
Yeah, like I really need to get to Florida to like visit Diagon Alley and whatnot at the Universal Studios parks. Like it sounds so awesome.
Oh man, you wouldn't believe how bad I want to go.
And I live there.
I don't know that I would do this. What?
Luke using force said, "There's owl shit in the halls."
I lived 45 minutes from it, and I never went, and now I regret it.
Well, it wasn't around when you lived in Florida, was it?
Yeah, it was. It had been there like about a year or so, and everybody that I know went there except me.
I think Bunny Kickbutt lives near it.
She lives in Tampa, which is closer to it. So it's like about 45 minutes to an hour, depending on traffic.
Okay, guys, I'm being quiet again.
Yeah, I don't like. I would like to go sort of there because it feels like you're actually like walking on the movie set. But I don't know that I would do the sort of live action role playing stuff, like this sort of Saved by the Spell, the new class stuff. I don't know.
Can I be honest?
If I would be down with it, you know.
That would be difficult.
I something? Would be out of character so much. Yeah, like, hey, you guys know it's not real.
Can I be honest with you guys? You guys might feel like embarrassed about these admissions, but I have one. One of these days, I'm going to have a house where one of my rooms is a TARDIS console room.
Nice.
So I can fly in my house.
Oh, man. If we were still roommates, Doc. If we were only still roommates.
You can be my companion.
I would totally be your companion. I would like push buttons skirts. And you'd be like, hey, don't touch that.
Yes, and short skirts. You have to wear shorts.
I would, yeah, I'd wear short skirts.
With stockings.
Yeah. Speaking of clothing, you looked really snazzy in your tuxedo the other day, Shy Corey.
Hey, Corey, you
did. It was not a tuxedo.
What
was
it?
Not a tuxedo?
Not a tuxedo. The picture, it was hard to see because the lighting was sort of terrible. But it sort of looked like a black coat, black tuxedo coat and whatnot. But it's a navy blue, like professor's blazer with patches on the sleeves.
Uh-huh.
And I had like a houndstooth plaid brown pants with a bow tie. I'm starting a new trend, guys.
Yeah, look, I think that would be a good look for me too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired of being put in a box, as it were. You know, people telling me what I should be because I have this beard. You know.
I think I called you a crazy person this week, didn't I?
Well, that was the previous post where I had just like frayed out beard hair everywhere. I did look like a homeless person.
In the nice tux looking thing, I call them Hacksaw Jim Bond.
Yeah, Bond, Hacksaw Jim Bond.
There it is. Yeah. See, because of the lighting, I can't tell that your pants were brown, so it kind of looks like you have black pants on because of the lighting.
You look like a waiter in a shitty restaurant.
A little bit.
Red Lobster. Yeah.
Red Lobster.
Red Lobster. Yeah, Red Lobster waiter.
That's a
more cheese biscuits, ma'am.
That's a reference to the first 2 hours. Okay.
People have been posting on my wall and like sending me emails with this whole movement that's happening called the lumber sexual movement.
Oh, boom. I haven't heard of this.
Yeah,
I didn't understand what that meant, Corey. What does that mean?
Lumber sexual is basically like, because beards are so popular now. Like when I started growing the beard, I didn't know that like beards were gonna be the thing. I was just like, oh, that'd be funny. I'll grow a beard for a year, and there's a whole like. The metrosexual male has turned into the lumbersexual male, apparently. And it's like wear plaid shirts and have a beard and like wear beanies and beat up jeans and whatnot. And sort of like.
Oh, you mean to look like a lumberjack?
Yeah, it's become like a fashion statement to sort of be lumberjacky.
Okay, somebody's calling me, but I can't answer the phone because of the fact that you guys called me back.
Yeah, no more calls, Holly.
No.
Yeah, fuck calls.
No.
It's just a big mess.
I can't believe Skype had to do their stupid update today. It's bullshit.
Shaq kids.
All right, carry on. I'm just going to sit here. Spooky, scary.
Post becoming men. Men becoming wolves. Okay, we reset. Now go.
Now, anyway, what I was saying is that...
Wait a minute, guys. I'm so sorry. Listen, are we still broadcasting? Can everybody in chat still hear us? Me, Doc, Corey, and Hoppy?
Skype has nothing to do with the broadcast. It's great. Edcast. Yeah. Edcast is the broadcast.
Okay.
Hold on, guys. We got a caller.
It's awesome. Getting way too hot. So make it all the clothes. I am so hot. You gotta go the clothes now.
All right.
Corey, one of the reasons I really want to go to the Diagon Alley in the Universal Studios thing is because they have like exclusive items, and I'm specifically talking about Hogwarts jerseys. I mean, Quidditch jerseys with the real leather patches and everything divided by house. I want one of those so bad, and they'll put your name on the back and everything. I gotta go there, man. I just gotta go there.
I'm right there with you, Andy. I think like my wife has been saying that she wants to take another cruise to the Bahamas. Like next year, maybe we'll save up to try to go on a cruise, and it goes out of Orlando. So like I want to take it a couple extra days and try to go to Universal Studios Orlando and really make that happen.
Yes. I'm with you, and I'm close to it. I don't know why I just don't go down. I just
you're like a half a like 3 hours away or whatever.
Well, about 6 hours away.
Yeah. 6 hours.
Yeah.
When are you going on this supposed cruise?
Well, we haven't booked it yet. It's just
it's an idea.
We're thinking about, like, because usually we try to do, like, every other year a big sort of vacation. We haven't done one in a few years, but.
By the way, guys, the chat is completely down.
Yeah, the chat's been fucking up all day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Let's just do our show and we'll enjoy it.
Just do our show.
I'm going to Florida the end of May, beginning of June.
Are you going to come see me?
I'm going to Florida, not where you are. I'm not going 6 hours away.
Moon of Alabama. Now must say goodbye.
Alabama man. Listen.
But
speaking of hoaxes.
Oh shit. I didn't even get to my fucking lumber sexual what? Thing.
Yeah, we were
We were talking about lumber. I thought we were still talking about Potter. Okay. So yeah, lumber sexuals suck.
Yeah, and so I'm rebelling against lumbersexual, and so I'm trying to figure out a new way of spinning the beard into a new fashion trend. Yeah, basically, because if I can get something to catch on in the next 2 weeks or something, and then immediately shave my beard, I'll be able to distance myself from all of it. Because the beard is coming off in January 1st. Like, January 1st, beard's coming off. No more beard.
Okay, Corey, you know you're going to have to cut that down before you put a razor to it, don't you?
Yeah. I have like some clippers that I can shave it off, and then I don't actually like shave with a razor. I have too sensitive skin. I'm such a pansy boy. I can't put metal against my skin. I'll freak out.
Yeah,
shaving tips with the shy kids.
Yeah, no, but so I decided to get like sweaters and bow ties and sort of Doctor Who it up. Or at least, Matt Smith doctor it up and came up with the term professor sexual.
That's a good term.
As a counterculture to lumber sexual.
Do you wear this stuff to work?
I did. Yeah, they thought I was going on a job interview 2 days in a row.
Oh, shit. Don't you love that? You dress really just regular for so long. Then all of a sudden one day you decide, I'm going to wear a suit to work today. And everybody's like, they have a job interview, and then the rumor goes all around.
I'm starting a new fashion trend called sweatpants Iron Man shirt sexual.
That's a good one, Doc. I'm already I'm ahead of the curve on that one.
Yeah.
But yeah, Corey, I think that is such a good look, and that's something I've been wanting to do for a while with the tweed jacket with the patches on the elbows and stuff. I think that would be really cool for me. I think it would make me look very intellectual.
Dapper.
I always sort of like the sort of society's take on how you should dress up when you like leave the house back in like the sort of 50s, 60s, 40s. Yeah. You know, like you would wear a hat on a plane, like you would if you went to a baseball game, like you would wear a suit, you know, like that sort of idea has always been intriguing to me. And so I don't know, like doing this sort of professor sexual for a little while sort of made me feel a little bit like that.
A good accessory would be a pipe.
Yeah, a pipe.
Yeah.
A wallet or like a clock on a chain, like a pocket watch.
Yeah.
The chat is back up if everyone refreshes it.
Yeah, and everybody can hear us. So
back in the day, in the 80s.
Which was a Wednesday, Dane Cook joke.
We used to, people used to dress up to go on planes. They don't wear their pajamas to the plane. And when I was in high school, circa 1985,
we'll bleep that. That's cool.
Our marching band went to Florida for a band trip. And, one of the things was make sure you wear something really nice on the plane.
Yeah.
Because it was an event. Like,
they told us we had to dress up to go on the plane.
Life was an event back then. It wasn't all fucking sweatpants and burying your face in Twitter.
Yeah, things have changed, man.
I get so sick of going to the grocery store and seeing people walking around in their pajamas and slippers. I'm like, really? Could you at least throw on a pair of at least sweatpants and sneakers? Do you have to, like...
I dress like shit to go to the grocery. Of course, I go to the Dollar General now.
Can you get on there and get me one of them swastika rings?
No, I'm not getting you a swastika wing. Why are you so obsessed with Nazism?
I don't know. It's because, why? I'll tell you why. Because I watched that damn TV show, Manhattan, and it got me interested into this World War II stuff. So now, like, I'm obsessed with this World War II, and I'm trying to learn the shit that I slept through in high school.
Speaking of Nazis, there's something going on in Michigan, ain't there, guys?
Oh, shit. Well, yeah, don't be gay and have an emergency in Michigan.
What happened?
I didn't. Bad news for you.
I didn't hear.
I read about this.
Oh, hey.
Hey, Doc.
What happened in Michigan?
I got dropped out of the call or something.
Oh, but you're back.
I'm back.
You're back and you're back.
Live radio people.
Yep.
The Michigan story is kind of a bummer. Like,
yeah.
The state house passed a license to discriminate bill. A license to discriminate.
What?
Bill.
What that means? So that
sorry,
means.
Sorry, yeah, I had to say that twice because it needs to sink in. Like they passed a license to discriminate bill that would give just about anyone the right to refuse service to really people that they didn't agree with their lifestyle. It doesn't necessarily mean the LGBT community, but if it conflicts with your religious beliefs.
Ponies.
Or even like they said it's so broadly written that like somebody who works at a DMV who's like devoutly Catholic could reject your license renewal because you were divorced. Like it's so broadly written that like those sort of loopholes could exist.
That's insane.
It's really deplorable.
Now I can't even think of the word. What's the word? Discriminate against people's races?
Well, I mean,
it's more biblical, isn't it?
It's religious in sort of it's, you know, the way it's presented, like it has to go against your religion. So like if you had a religion where you're like, I don't like this race, then you could probably argue for it.
Well, you know, there's always one. There's always one that will be like, well, the rule doesn't say that I can't not serve, you know, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, this is an issue well of said. Like the sort of super conservative politicians having their heads so firmly placed up their asses that they don't realize that like this would open up a floodgate to a whole bunch of other discrimination.
Right.
Yeah.
Similar bill in Arizona that was proposed, and fortunately it got vetoed by their governor, and possibly
conservative weirdo, isn't she?
Yeah, she even vetoed. Yeah, like the crazy lady that's running Arizona even vetoed it. Like, no, this is a bad idea. You know, which is sort of tells you something. It's not a law in Michigan yet. Like, it still has to go through their state senate and their governor as well. So it'll probably get shot down. But the fact that these types of legislation keep getting brought up, like the fact that it passed one of the sections of their state government is beyond me.
I mean, it sounds like something that would happen here where I live. And by the way, Michigan is a disaster area. Detroit is like a fucking bombed out city. And they're worrying about this shit. And
it's who knew Michigan was such assholes? Like, you expect I'm like used to the idea that all the states in the north are liberal and all the states in the south are conservative, and Michigan's like almost as north as you can get. They're like, no, fuck the gays.
Yeah, so they're pretty terrible. My favorite quote though from the article that I read was from the Michigan Speaker of the House. His name is Bolger, and he says, "I support individual liberty and I support religious freedom." He's the one that fucking spearheaded this thing. And apparently individual liberty doesn't apply to people who he doesn't agree with.
And his name is Bulger, and he's against the gays.
Bulger, yeah.
Is his name
that
Whitey?
That don't make no sense.
Whitey Bulger?
He also says that I have been horrified, as some have claimed that a person's faith should only be practiced while hiding in their home or in their church.
Oh, Lord.
You are bastardizing an opinion, sir. Like, that's not.
Do you know what he said after he passed that bill?
Mm.
Okay, faggot. What's next?
Yeah. Yeah. You know. That's
Dom DeLuise, everybody. That is Dom DeLuise.
The news was full of discriminatory articles, with all of the Nazi articles that you had, Holly, and like,
yeah,
Michigan being anti-gay, it's, and then just, like, there's a sorority girl in Maryland that had this awesome cake.
Okay, now we're gonna start to get into the hot topics, because we're talking about sorority girls.
Hot topics.
Oh yeah.
Maybe no stigma can find this girl. She was a put her in the chat.
Yeah, get her.
She was a University of Maryland student. She's part of the sorority Delta Gamma.
Mm, yeah.
And she had a booze pyramid cake. Like, it starts at the top tier with like little mini alcohol bottles, and then it goes into like beer in the second tier, and then the bottom tier is like a whole bunch of $2 chuck.
Yeah.
And it was for her 21st birthday, which like is a pretty clever idea for like a birthday cake.
Are you trying to turn on Rorschach? Sorority girls and beer cake.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's $2?
It takes
chuck?
A turn. It takes a big turn, right?
It takes a dark turn.
It takes a dark turn. Yes, pun intended. The cake had something inscribed on it. Does anybody want to take a stab at what the cake said across the bottom of it?
You know what? Doc, in the first 2 hours, said it with such glee and relish. I think he should say it again. Doc, go ahead. Tell us what the cake said.
On the top of this woman's cake.
It's at the bottom.
The bottom of this woman's cake. She had inscribed in frosting. Suck a nigga's dick.
Yep.
Oh, hell yeah.
Holy shit.
What the fuck?
I don't know what that means.
Apparently, it's a reference to a 3-6 Mafia song.
Oh.
Of the same name.
Oh.
Which it doesn't make it any better.
Oh my God, there's no stick zone rules. There's the fuck.
Did he get the picture?
Yeah,
he put it up in chat. Oh my!
Yeah, she's such a nice girl. Oh,
it's also in nice handwriting too.
It is. It's so like, and it's sort of hidden there too. Like when you first look at the photo, you're just like, oh, look at that girl celebrating her 21st birthday. Wait. She is a future whore in making. Look at that. That's cute.
25.
But my biggest problem with this is that is not a fuck cake. Those are little cupcakes and then booze bottles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And by the way, guys, nothing goes worse than sugar and
beer.
Beer. It's just the worst combination.
Sugar and beer.
Sugar and beer. Wait, aren't they like Blue Moons, though? Those are like sweet beers.
Oh, right? Oh, I can't see. My vision's fading.
I like how this is an Instagram photo, and the hashtag is boom. Hashtag.
Suck a nigga dick.
Suck a nigga dick.
Well, there's another hashtag that came from this after it got reposted and whatnot. That's hashtag suck a nigga dick 8.
What? What was because
it? It became a scandal, so the hashtag was that was popping up.
Suck a nigga get. Well, I fucked it
suck
up.
Suck a nigga dick gate.
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 Why does everything have to have a fucking gate after it?
Because of water. You blame Watergate.
It's all Nixon's fault. Nixon fucked us all with this gate bullshit.
You know what? It's all just a bunch of.
Swaggity smaggity to you. Stop. I'm going to fucking shove that up your ass.
Watergate salad is delicious, though.
Wait. Are you threatening me, Andy? Can anybody name what movie this is from?
Whoa, what?
It's so obscure.
It's from Blank Check.
No. It's anytime the young wart falls down in the Sword in the Stone.
Whoa, what? Oh!
All right.
Oh man. The sorority Delta Gamma, they put out a a response on their Facebook page immediately that was like, oh, the person that posted that Instagram photo and the girl that birthday was like, we distance ourselves completely. We're not racist. We're not discriminatory. Anybody can join Delta Gamma. The statement at the end says that Delta Gamma stands for high ideals of friendship, promoting cultural and educational interest, a true sense of social responsibility, and developing the best qualities of character.
I got a question, Corey. And for the rest of you, was the suck a nigga dick? Was that supposed to be like a good thing? I mean, were they like saying, let's celebrate and do this? Or, I mean, I don't understand that hashtag. I don't understand why it was written on there.
I'm sorry. I was just going to say, I think it might have been just like maybe an inside joke type thing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because
like
they
amongst friends.
Yeah. Like,
it would have been like them putting on the cake, like, turn down for what? You know, like they, that was really white. Yeah, like if they had put turn down for what? Like I sort of half assed the song.
Turn down for what?
Turn down for what?
Okay. since this is a girl and speaking as a girl, I can tell you that. In my younger days, when I would hang out with my friends, they probably were getting drunk and partying, and that song probably came on, and they were probably laughing their asses off and acting silly and this and that, and so it stuck.
And singing the lyrics super loud.
Yeah, exactly. And so it stuck. It became like an inside joke every time they'd pass each other on campus. Suck a nigga dick, bitch! You know? No, I'm just
saying. I'm
sure
they yelled that to each other across campus.
I think they did. I would.
Yeah. Oh my God!
the best thing though is like how quickly they threw, you know, this girl and the person who posted the Instagram photo under the bus, except for the fact that when the photo was shared, it had 77 likes, like only 77 likes when it was like shared to the rest of the internet, probably via Reddit or 4chan or something like that, and you know, I'm sure that. The sorority itself didn't like their Instagram photo of one of their sisters. Like, I'm sure a majority of those 77 were girls from the sorority liking the photo of this chick with her cake, her racist dick cake.
Was she supposed to drink all of that stuff? Or
that's probably the idea, too.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, God, I would love to be there after she drank that. What?
Right.
Yeah, okay.
But this isn't the first time.
I wish it was a real cake, because then you could be like, "Can I have the nigga slice?"
Oh, I got the dick slice.
And then stick the cake in backwards.
I think the girl that got the dick slice would be the most popular, though. She would be like, "I want that dick slice."
She would just have to slurp it. Just not allowed to chew the cake if you get the dick slice.
Guys,
by the way.
I can't emphasize how bad sweets are with alcohol.
Yeah, it's not a good mix.
It's a horrible combination.
By the way, guys, since we are live, our show is now heavily segmented, and it's time for the prank phone call.
What?
And I said, you know, for the young people out there that never got to see Johnny, they just don't know what they were missing.
That's right. There we go. There's the person who hung up.
Hi, you're on live on Fish Talk Radio.
Don't hang up. Talk to us.
Hello?
Yeah,
hello.
Who's this?
Hey, my name's Tiffany.
Tiffany!
I was just listening to your voices and touching myself.
That's what we want to hear.
Really?
Oh, and were you getting excited?
Oh, I was getting really excited cranking my big meat shaft.
Well, that turned ugly.
That was me 10 years ago.
What?! For real?
Yes. That's a classic Docky Weed prank phone call.
It is. Classic Docky Weed prank phone call.
How bored were you?
You called a radio station?
I called into an internet radio show. It was an internet radio show.
Oh, God. I thought it was it was like your local morning zoo show.
It too.
It was Zipperfish Talk Radio.
Well,
Zipperfish, those guys.
Should have known it wasn't because you heard the phone ringing in the background.
Would you like to hear my girl voice again?
Yes.
All right, I'll play it again.
Friend of mine. And I said, you know, for the young people out there that never got to see Johnny, they just don't know what they were missing.
That's right. There we go. There's the person who hung up.
Hi, you're on live on Fish Talk Radio.
Don't hang up. Talk to us.
Hello?
Yeah,
hello.
Who's this?
Hey, my name's Tiffany.
Tiffany!
I was just listening to your voices and touching myself.
That's what we want to hear.
Really?
Oh, and were you getting excited?
Oh, I was getting really excited cranking my big meat shaft.
Oh my god. That turned ugly. That's so silence. That's so silence
very,
of the lamb.
Next womanly voice.
I was 10 years younger. It was easier to do the girl voice.
And then you did that thing where you were like, yes, I would like to.
I was getting really excited cranking my meat shaft.
That was so silence of the lamby.
Yeah.
That's our shy kid prank phone call of the week. Little bottle.
I don't know if we have time to do the rest of that the Delta Gamma story because we still got to document fun fact.
The Delta Gamma story.
Well, there's a sort of tag
N word on a cake.
There's a tag on to it that particular sorority had been in the news prior the previous year. Because their president, who is affectionately known as Rebecca Cuntpunt Martinson.
Nice.
Because of an email that she wrote to the rest of her sorority, basically telling them that they're lame. I could read you that email, but if we're pressed for time, we can do DocuWeeks fun facts and, we can take a break and then come back and do some games.
Yeah, we could do that. You know what? Before we go to break though.
Going down that rabbit hole, the rabbit hole of the cunt punt rabbit hole is fantastic. I mean, we could do it on another show, but like,
I want to hear the cunt punt. Do it. We have time.
It's an amazing article. Holy shit. So the email, should I just read the email in full? Okay. So yeah. This is
as long as it's not too
long. it's long, but I'll buzz through it. So she wrote this email to the rest of her sorority girls because they were having Spirit Week at the University of Maryland. And, that's where you are like tagged up with like a fraternity and you're supposed to like mix it up with that fraternity and like go to a bunch of,
we've all been to college.
See, I've never been to that kind of college.
I watched Animal House.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, she watched Animal House. I've seen PCU. We're good.
But apparently the president of the sorority was super pissed that her girls were not participating the way she wanted them to. So she wrote an
open... No Stick Zone said this is a 4-page email. He's apparently familiar with the story. Read the good part.
It's not that long.
The good part.
All right, okay, I can go through an abridged version, or do you want me to read the full?
Cliff Notes version.
Abridged.
Okay, here we go. So this is from a Gawker article.
Boo.
Sorry. to the top. I was already queued up for the other one. So she says, I do not give a flying fuck and Sigma Nu does not give a flying fuck about how much you fucking love to talk to your sisters. You have 361 days out of the fucking year to talk to your sisters. This week is not, I repeat, fucking not one of them. She expresses, you know, concern for her sisters. Calling them you stupid cocks. And she calls them retarded. And she encourages them earnestly to reach out to her if she might be of assistance. She says, that is not a rhetorical question. I literally want you to email me back telling me if you're mentally slow so I can make sure you don't go to any more nighttime events. She reveals that she has received word concerning Delta Gamma girls not having been themselves at recreational sporting events. She's super pissed that like her girls are lame ducks. She says, I've not only gotten texts about people being fucking weird at sports, but I've gotten texts about people actually cheering for the opposing team. Are you fucking stupid? She goes on. The author understands the importance of good sportsmanship. And then she writes, I don't give a shit about sportsmanship. This is the best part, though. So she worries this behavior could create the impression that a Delta Gamma is a house divided. And she writes, I will fucking cunt punt the next person I hear about doing something like that.
Wow.
And I don't give a fuck if you SOR me. I will fucking assault you.
She's a rat.
SOR.
I have no idea. I think it's like reporter or something like that.
She's a mess.
Okay. She's, I swear to fucking God, if I see anyone being a goddamn boner at tonight's event, I will tell you to leave, even if you're sober.
Woo!
Whoa, even if you're sober.
She's competitive.
Is this
right?
She continues to write, I would rather have 40 girls that are fun, talk to boys, and are not fucking awkward than 80 that are fucking faggots. Those what? Are her words.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
She's the president of the sorority, by the way. She is the leader.
P.S. Suck a nick a dick.
You're right. That's the following year.
She threatened to cunt pun everybody.
Got cooler girls, right? She got girls that wanted to party. They're all about. You know, let's see. And for those of you who are offended at this email, I would apologize, but really don't give a fuck. Go fuck yourself.
Did she get fired from presidents?
She resigned shortly after this email went viral, yeah.
That's yeah, not who she, I would want representing my sorority.
She is a peach, yeah. Right?
You know, I successfully avoided all of that fucking Greek shit in college. I don't know how I did, but I never got involved with it, and I never knew anybody that was involved with it.
By Greek shit, do you mean anal?
No, yeah, the sororities, fraternities
no,
and
I
stuff.
Know. I know.
Yeah.
Neither did I, but I can tell you one time back in the olden days. No, I'm just kidding. My brother, he was in a fraternity. And I guess the...
My brother.
My brother was a fraternity, and I guess the fraternities have sister sororities that they're the same. Is that correct?
They're like houses that are matched up together.
Girls and boys. So yeah. For the summer, a bunch of them got together and rented a condo down at Ocean City, Maryland. To listen, I'm talking like Corey. Oh my God.
You are.
What the hell did I do? But anyway, they all shacked up together in this condo and my brother's room.
Hold on. I love that this is called talking like Corey now.
Doing the value. It's really talking like Willow Smith.
My brother's room had a deck, like a patio off of his bedroom with sliding glass doors. And the girl, one of the girls that was in the sorority worked at a strip club. And since she needed to have even tan lines, she would go into my brother's room and lay out nude on his patio while he was sitting in his room playing his guitar or whatever.
Why was he just playing his guitar?
I don't know what he was doing, but I just assumed that he was sitting there playing his guitar.
He should have been playing his fiddle.
He should have been fucking an egg.
She was walking around the house in like a G-string and whatever, and I'm like, what the hell is that? He's like, oh, she's a stripper. She comes up here and lays out on my patio sometimes to keep her tan lines.
Nice.
Yes. So that's the only thing that I know about fraternities and sororities.
Nice.
Yeah, I never went to like a real college, so I have no
Me
idea
either.
What the Greek system is.
Poor widow like. Corey. Yeah.
You know, I don't care.
I know.
It seems like they're a bunch of fucking asshats anyway.
Yes.
Really yeah. Does. It seems like that kind of weird, desperate extension of the high school cliques that doesn't really fit in well in college, and it's like a kind of forced.
What it is. What it is the people that were in high school that weren't in cliques, the ones that were the outsiders, because the people that were in the cliques are the ones that became landscapers and hairstylists and moms and dads, and the kids that were geeky, the geeky kids that weren't in cliques went off to college and were like, oh yeah, we're in charge now, bitches.
Yeah, that's very true. That's very true. Yeah.
Yeah, it seems a little bit like a sad extension of like trying to remain relevant in the sort of popular kid way, you know?
Yeah.
Speaking of trying to remain relevant.
Segway.
It's time for another Docky Weeds fun fact.
Docky Weeds fun fact. It's fact and it's fun.
All right. Fun fact.
Please hold your applause until he's finished.
Thank you. it's like when Fonzie would have to walk in and people would applaud, so he'd have to start his line over.
Hey.
Clap. Hey. Okay. Fun fact. The movie The Neverending Story. We're all big fans of this movie, right?
Yeah.
All right. Some fun facts about the Neverending Story. The reason that the dragon character, Falcor, has the head of a dog is because there was an on-set fire that destroyed the original dragon head prop.
Really?
So what they had to do is they had to borrow a giant dog head prop from the set of Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Okay.
This is a fact.
I have never seen that
also,
movie.
Also, you never seen The Neverending Story?
No.
Well, as you know, at the end of the movie, to save the day, Bastion has to give the childlike empress a new name. And a lot of people, there's been a controversy about what he screams, because when he's screaming her new name, thunder and lightning strikes. So the viewing audience can't really hear it. It's very hard to hear in the movie. So people are like, well, what the fuck name did he give her? It was like a sound mix issue. Or they might have did it on purpose so that it's, what's that called?
It's vague. A mystery.
Cliffhanger.
It's a mystery, right. But the original script actually says that the name he gave her was Blurgy. And we'll be right back with some games.
Bringing internet radio to the next level. Or like radio.
Wait, I forgot something.
I was going to say, what happened? I was like, oh my God, what's wrong?
We're going to play Nerdagories. We need to set up the category.
Oh yeah, that's right.
We can do, yes. I guess, yeah.
I forgot.
We're not going to play Nerdagories right away, though. We're going to ease into it with another game.
All right, well, we could set up the category to give them some time. No, we should do Nerdagories first, stupid.
Well, but the other game is not as strong as Nerdagories.
No, it is. It's a good game.
All right.
Good game. We start with Nerdagories.
All right.
Okay. The Nerdagory category this week is your top five favorite talking animals.
Talking animals. Is that...
Talking animals.
Live action?
Come here.
Movies and animals? Television.
Is this live action
live
or animated?
Live action, cartoon, doesn't matter.
Oh,
talking
okay.
Animals, movies, television. Talking animals.
Do their lips have to move?
No, they can be the like Garfield, whose lips don't move. They can be okay. Like that.
Okay.
Yes. If you hear their voice as a viewer.
All right.
You guys
how
good with that?
This game again?
I got it.
You're right, five.
Make a list of five. Animals that talk. Right. Your favorite fictional animal talkies.
Fictional animals that talk.
Do Disney
characters... And yes, Disney characters count. No stick zone. What kind of question is that? Of course they count. All right. And now, we'll be right back.
What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
Welcome to the Sully Show. We're totally insane. We've got dumbasses and folks who are really lame. We got Sully on the soundboard. Danielle is rocking too. And JET the redneck. We're all here for you on the Sully Show. Welcome to the Sully Show. Let's bring it to y'all. Shana-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-knees, please.
I want to hear you snore. Join us on The Sully Show live every Sunday, noon to 2 Eastern on morelikeradio.com.
Hey, smokers, you stink. I'm not talking about your character. That's a given.
I'm talking about your clothes. It's time to kick the butts and move over to something more pleasant. I'm talking about e-cigs from Smokeless Image. They're cheaper than cigarettes, don't smell, and are available in a wide variety of flavors ranging from mints, fruits, desserts, or the traditional tobacco flavors if that's what you want. Simply go to tinyurl.com/NLRsmoke for all your vaping needs. That's tinyurl.com/NLRsmoke.
The egg.
It's so deep. Take your hands off my head. No. It hurts.
I bet. It's really deep.
Are you almost done?
Oh, I've been done for a while.
What?
No teeth.
I'm sorry.
Nobody likes teethy blowjobs. You know what?
What?
We should do this every week.
Do what every week?
TV podcast.
Oh, sure, right. When is it?
Fridays at 8 Eastern.
Fridays at 8 Eastern?
Yeah.
On morelikeradio.com?
It is.
Cool. Can you download it on iTunes?
Of course.
Just look up DV.
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 Morelikeradio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Shy kids.
We are shy kids. Theme song.
So I had never heard that deep V promo before.
I think we should play that every 15 minutes.
Wow. That's what I get for adding a promo without listening to it.
I was like,
so, did that sound like me with the egg?
I thought you hit the jerk button by accident. Oops, that was my jerk file.
Wouldn't it be funny if that wasn't a commercial and I just forgot I could hear my computer and started watching gay porn?
Put that some in the spank bank.
That should start off our show every week.
Oh my god, I'm gonna pee myself. Oh my god!
By the way, here's what my friend. Hold on, Corey.
Hold on, I'm almost finished.
Okay.
Oh my god, I gotta go pee. I'll be right back.
Here's what my friend Gene Hunt thought of that.
You great soft sissy girly Nancy French Bender Man United supporting puff.
All right. Did Holly actually go pee?
Yeah, she actually went to go pee.
I think she did. We got Rorschach still, right?
I went and fixed me a drink and peed all during that time.
Ooh, nice. And we do really short breaks. So that's,
yeah.
That was quick. Well,
I pissed in the floor. So
catch us up, Doc. What's our nerdigory while we wait for Holly to come back?
Our nerdigory is favorite fiction. Well, it didn't have to be fictional, but well, I guess it would have to be fictional because there's no real talking animals.
Yeah, I know that was the funny of the fictional.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Let's add fictional or non-fictional because one of my talking animals is real.
All nope. Right. Because we didn't say that before the break, Corey. Any talking animals.
All right.
Okay.
And in movies or television.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fine. I'm sure if there is a real life talking animal, it was on the news.
Hello?
So television is covered.
Although I wouldn't count a news story as television.
Sure, it's the news.
All right, well, whatever,
kids. I love you.
I missed the first one.
We didn't do it yet.
We were stalling for you.
I'm sorry. Thank you.
We're stalling for you, Holly dear,
because you had to go wee wee because you got that awful instrument you use on yourself. That's making
it's blown you out.
Yes, it's totally damaged my bladder forever.
Okay, before we start the break, not the break.
Let's go to break.
We'll be right back. No,
Fletcher in the chat asked, "Did Air Bud talk or just master a professional sport?" I think he mastered every professional sport, Fletcher.
Yes.
Isn't that funny that I brought up Air Bud as well?
He did not talk, though.
He did not talk. Barking doesn't count.
And his children went to space.
Speak languages. Okay. Before we get to the game, let's just reset a moment.
Okay.
And that sound didn't play, so never mind. Let's play the game. Thank you. There's a sound. What the fuck? Why didn't that sound play?
Scare you dead.
There it is. There's the sound.
I'll scare you dead.
What is all right. Is it raining in here?
Yeah. Man. Hallelujah. Okay. Who wants to go
first? Yeah, who's gonna go first?
I will.
I think ladies first. Oh, okay then Rorschach, go ahead.
No, Corey,
that
old
gag.
Holly, you go first, sweetheart.
That old gag.
You're first, the first one on your list.
We'll go Holly, Rorschach, Doc Me.
Yeah.
The first one is the first thing that came into my mind was that raccoon on Guardians of the Galaxy.
God damn it!
Rocket Raccoon? Yep.
Yes.
I also had Rocket Raccoon.
So we have to mark that off the list.
Everybody that has it, cross it off. I did not have Rocket Raccoon on my list.
That was you, bag of shit.
That was
and you know, Corey, if you were being honest, he would be on your list.
There are a lot of talking animals that are amazing.
All right. Rocket Raccoon, canceled three ways.
But he is a contender for top five.
All right.
That was number one on my list, so that's marked off.
All right, we'll go to number two.
We're doing number two now?
Well, no. Well, for you because you just have to go next on your list.
I understand, sweetheart. Listen, my number two is a very, very obscure one, but I think it's apropos for this game, and it's the dog that spoke to Son of Sam in The Summer of Sam, because the Spike movie, it was the creepiest fucking dog in the cinema, because Berkowitz is having a breakdown in his apartment. And he's going like, would you shut up? Would you please shut up? Because all throughout this movie, you're hearing this dog barking in the background. Like that. And you don't know. You don't know whether or not you're hearing it or it's in the movie.
Is this a segue into the Halls and Maddie Mac Killing Time podcast?
There's this one scene in Summer of Sam. The dog comes into Berkowitz's apartment and goes, I want
all right,
you.
All right.
Kill! Like, it is the scariest fucking thing in the world, and I bet you none of you three have that one.
Nope.
No.
There's no way. No. That is a great one, by the way. Yeah. That was like thinking outside of the box.
You know what? You get your point back for having Rocket Raccoon scratched off.
No, that's not how it works, Corey.
Oh, that's not how it works. You're right.
Okay. Yeah.
That was my one. So,
good one. All right.
Talking dog from Son of Sam.
All right. My turn. So, since Rocket Raccoon is crossed off the list thanks to Holly, how about a little character called Scrooge McDuck?
I almost put Scrooge McDuck on my list. I almost put Scrooge McDuck on my list.
I hate Donald. I hate his girlfriend. I hate his ducks in general.
Fuck ducks.
You're not gonna like the rest
of them.
Fuck ducks. You're not gonna like the rest of them.
Oh God, Holly's got a problem with ducks now. All right, Holly's got a problem with ducks now.
All right, Scrooge McDuck from DuckTales. Anybody have it?
All right, cool. I did not. No.
Point for me, motherfuckers.
Language.
And Roy Black on Crack said audio is fucked up.
Yeah, you gotta reset. It's fucking radio. You gotta reset the thing every once in a while.
I gotta reset it. Okay.
It's not bad on my end. Spooky, scary.
Horse becoming men. Men becoming wolf. You are tearing me apart, Lisa!
Oh, hi, Mark.
Okay, we're reset.
Some.
He says, there we go. We're back.
But I never really found out why. I don't really have a Pringles dick. I just keep my dick inside. I keep my dick inside.
If they couldn't hear it, keep my penis warm and dry. Mine was Scrooge McDuck from DuckTales. Okay.
Scrooge McDuck.
That was a good one.
Woohoo.
Thank you. Corey.
Yeah, mine is also from a children's show. It is a pup that would go on magical adventures with his young boy.
Oh God!
Literary adventures and teach us how to read books. And his name is Wishbone.
That is
what's the story, Wishbone?
Wishbone.
I have never heard of that before.
Wishbone got me through most of my written reports in English through high school.
Oh my God, I've never. Yeah, me too. Heard of
I tell people I've read The Count of Monte Cristo because I watched the Wishbone episode.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, he's adorable.
Wishbone is a like a Jack Russell Terrier.
Yeah, I'm gonna put a picture of him in the chat.
He looks adorable. Like the Frasier dog.
JJ said that they heard none of your Duxist rant, Holly, but that's good because if they did hear it, we'd probably get pulled off the air like Anthony Cumia.
Why? Because of ducks?
You're being racist against ducks.
It's more like radio. If you're listening on another thing like, what's that other place, Holly?
TuneIn.
Yeah, tune in. It'll be better. I hate to say that about my friends at More Like Radio. We have none.
Go to TuneIn. Go to TuneIn and search More Like
Radio. We have More Like D, who is in the chat.
I love D. I love D in so many ways.
Me too. All right. Who had Wishbone?
Especially all of her pictures.
Yeah, especially all of her boobs.
Boy, that girl's got a lot of going on up there.
She's got a lot of personality. Yeah, that's it.
Personality.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jillian Anderson.
Fletcher saying TuneIn had the same problem. So it was probably just a fuck up altogether.
Yeah, it's okay.
Get all the gaps that you missed when you download the podcast on Monday.
Exactly. You know what, guys? It doesn't matter. You can download it and listen to it better that way.
Yeah, more gooder. Of course, he had Wishbone, and he gets a point.
I'm loving this game because I've got some doozies here.
All right, doozy it up. Oh, well, no, Holly's first.
It's back to Holly.
My
back
turn.
To Holly.
Yeah.
Scrat from Ice Age.
Oh, the little is he the chipmunk guy?
The guy that has the acorns with the big teeth.
Yeah, sorry, that is ineligible.
Shenanigans.
Wait, he doesn't talk. Does he talk?
He does not talk.
Does not talk. At all.
Are you
kidding
me?
Talking animal.
You just lost a point, Holly.
I suck a duck.
You're now 2 points down.
Hey guys, I just heard Holly throw something.
Great character. I will give you that. Like, that is a great character and is probably the best part of those Ice Age movies.
Mm-hmm.
But does not talk. No,
yep,
The whole idea behind that character is that he does not talk.
Jesus, Holly, I love you so much, sweetheart. Right. You're so innocent.
I am.
My next one is Odie from Garfield.
Oh, hold on. It goes to Andy next.
Doesn't talk. Hold on. Okay, Andy,
I see what you're doing. All right. Ha, ha, ha,
uh-huh.
Sorry, I stepped on that. I thought you were going
to. My next is Fez. Oh, oh wait. He doesn't talk, but he's a bear.
He's a big old walrus.
He's a big bear.
Oh,
get it?
Shit. That was good. That was
radio.
Good.
Radio doesn't count.
Radio doesn't count, darling.
Yes. Whoa, what? Oh!
All right. So, and Rorschach, you're next.
All right. My next one.
I don't know what you go by on this show.
It's just, you can call me whatever you want.
And you can call me Ray.
Just don't call me late for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
God. why? All right, my next one is Smaug.
Smaug?
Smaug.
From the Hobbit movies. Did anybody
Smaug
have that?
From the Hobbit.
That's why I never heard of it.
From Hobbit to the Desolation of Smaug.
Wait a minute. Did I win that one? Did I get a point on that one? Did nobody else have that?
Well, it's debatable because Smaug is a dragon and is not an animal. It's a dragon.
Yeah, but we don't know
dragons that they didn't are
exist.
Real.
We don't know that they didn't exist.
It's true.
Can you prove to me that a dragon didn't exist?
The only dragon that I know exists is in the egg that is the moon.
Aw, shit.
Did you know that in The Hobbit, the reason Smaug has a dog head is because they had to get one from Honey, I Shrunk the Kids?
Swaggity, smaggity, do.
Smaggity, smaggity, do.
Oh. Oh, what? Oh!
Okay.
Right,
point for Andy.
Seriously, did I get a point on that?
I'm counting it. I'm counting dragons.
Yeah, we'll count dragons. It's fine.
Technically an animal because dragons, while being magic born, are still reptilian in nature.
Fletcher's as Smaug was initially called Blurg.
Yeah, spelled incorrectly, though. They had to change it.
All right.
Now, right.
Next is my turn.
Yes. Yeah, it goes back to Doc.
I'm loving this. All right.
Wilbur, this is a classic cartoon character.
Uh-huh.
Who was refurbished in the 80s into a goofy action hero.
Oh,
no.
And that is Dale from Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers.
Oh. I knew you were going to put that on the list. I thought you might have been going with my next one. But Dale did not make my list.
Dale did not make your list?
No.
Is Dale the one that took a shower in the dishwasher?
What?
The chipmunks. What? In the Chipmunks movie. And the one chipmunk was taking a shower in the dishwasher.
You're talking about Alvin and the
Chipmunks.
Oh, that's Alvin.
Franchise.
Damn it.
Yeah.
They all look alike.
True fact about.
Let's calm down here. All right, Doc, your answer. Wait, they reinvented him into like an Indiana Jones style thing, right?
No. Chip was the Indiana Jones one. Dale was based off of Magnum PI.
Oh.
He had the Hawaiian shirt.
Very good. Very good answer.
And then Gadget was based off of the Lesbians. Girl from Real Genius. No, she was based off the girl from Real Genius.
Which,
I forget her name,
by the
Jody
way,
or something.
Popcorn Dickinson endorsed that movie, and I don't know why.
He endorsed it, but he did. Because he was responsible for supplying the popcorn for that movie.
Okay, that was it.
That's Holy just my speculation.
Hey, by the way, that's going in the stroke folder.
The No Shtick Zone just put probably the best fan-made
porn.
Oh, I have this porn.
I better.
Oh, my gosh. It looks super authentic.
Why is she so surprised? And Chip and Dale are like, yeah. And she's like,
guys,
what? Honey, you've only got your legs spread.
Guys.
What? Yes,
I'm just mad I forgot to sign this piece of art that I made. This is a Doc Weets original.
Should I take that out of the chat? Is that too vulgar?
Nah.
It's a drawing.
A drawing?
Yeah, it's fine art.
It isn't real. Those aren't actual things that's happened.
I can't wait till you post it on Facebook.
That one's not going on the Facebook.
Gadget DP right there.
Yeah, Dale is the Hawaiian shirt one.
I asked.
You can tell because Dale.
I asked.
Or Chip has a red nose.
Video of me.
Dale has red nose.
That's me and Doc Wheatley. No, that's me and Corey. And.
They're both dead.
Yeah.
You're Morgan Hall of Strength.
Dead.
Patrick Swayze and Chris Farley.
Data processing.
Are both dead.
Leroy.
For those listening who are not in the chat, there's a GIF of Chip and Dale's skit from SNL with Patrick Swayze and Chris Farley.
Holly saw it and went,
They're both dead.
Holly saw it and they're both dead. Jesus, Hobbs.
That's my favorite game, Dead or Alive.
Wow! Okay.
Oh my God, Holly, that was the line of the day, Holly. Line of the day. By the way,
they're both dead.
Everybody in that gift is dead.
All right. Whose turn was it? Oh, so I get a point for Dale, right?
Yeah. You get a point for Dale.
Okay. That would be then Corey's turn.
Was Dale at one time a mute character?
A what?
A mute character?
Yes.
He started off where it was just Chip barking at him all the time, and then eventually he got his own voice, right?
No, they both would yell like, "My nuts!" and shit like that. But like they were fairly mute back in the day.
All right. Next on my list is another of that same kind of characters, an old Disney character that got revamped into sort of an action cartoon in the 90s, and probably the Disney character that I would want to be best friends with more than any other Disney character, and that's Baloo the Bear.
Oh, Baloo, yes.
Ah, yeah. He was turned into a pilot on Tailspin. Yep.
Mm-hmm. What did he sing? Ooh, no, that was the orangutan.
Shoo-be-doo.
Yeah, I want to be like you.
That was the orangutan, yeah. Baloo sang
Louie.
All the bare necessities, those mother nature's recipes.
Yes.
Forget about your worries and your stripes. Man.
From the Jungle Book.
I want the bare necessities. Oh, that's a great answer, man. Yeah.
Yeah, Baloo the Bear.
I like it.
He always seemed like the coolest fucking dude when I was growing up. Yeah.
All right.
He scratched his back on trees, which I do to door frames.
Yeah, I do that. Too. I do that too. Every morning when I get up, outside my room is like a door frame thing, and I just fucking rub my back on that. Like, and I always go, yeah.
Oh yeah, man. That's the spot.
Yeah. Hold on. No stick zone. Baloo the Bear, he needed the money.
That's a great answer. Oh, I forgot all about the Jungle Book. What was the...
And then Tailspin, the animated series where Tailspin. Baloo was an airline pilot.
What was the orangutan's name?
King Louie.
King Louie?
Yeah.
I want to be like you.
I want to walk like you and talk like you. And he was like, "Give me the power of men's red flowers so I can be like you." Oh, ooby doo,
ooby dooby,
like you. That was so great.
Luke using force says Baloo was also Little John and Robin Hood.
Yeah, not no spoilers, true. Huh?
Not true. That was a brown bear, but it was probably the same voice actor.
Same voice.
Yeah.
I think it was probably the same
voice actor, and it was probably the same animation. Like they used to take the same
frames.
Yeah, the same like stock positioning, and they probably just reused that, and then they would fill in the rest of the frames with the animation.
I got a keyframe. I got a good one for you guys. Robin Hood and Little John running through the forest, laughing back and forth at what the other ones say. Reminiscing this and that and having such a good time.
Hoodalada, 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 lay.
Wow.
My favorite song from that is Every Town Has Its Ups and Downs. Sometimes ups outnumber the downs.
And that was
real. Not in Nottingham. Yeah.
Okay. So
love, it seems like only yesterday.
Can we take my turn?
Love takes down.
It's 12:20.
Yeah, you guys are spoiling all the rest of my list.
All right,
Holly.
All right,
damn it, Robin Hood, I'm gonna get you.
Can we just like, hey, do you guys want to watch Robin Hood?
That's Sheriff of Nottingham.
Let's watch Robin Hood and do a radio show. That'll
Briar
work.
Tuck, you like, fucking twat.
I don't want to give Rorschach another virus.
I'm sorry. Right? I'm tangenting.
Okay. Holly's right. Next.
All right. Mine.
Oh, Holly, what you got next?
Go, Holly, go.
Mine is also a Disney character, an old Disney character.
Mm-hmm.
And there's two of them.
Doesn't count.
So I will choose one of the two.
Okay. All right.
Psy.
What?
Gangnam Style?
How about give us the other character?
Cyan Am. I am Siamese, if you please.
Please.
They would rock together, yeah.
Cy and Am.
That's good, Ollie. Lady and the Tramp.
This, we are Siamese, if you don't please.
I like the broad that went, he's a tramp, but I love him.
The fur is sort of over one eye.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, the saucy one. But I have had Siamese cats. Like, my mom had a Siamese cat before I was born that my grandmother had given to her, and his name was Simon. Right. And so I've grown up with Siamese cats my entire life, and I, too, have two Siamese cats.
That's a good answer.
So, therefore, I have always been obsessed with these two cats. I love them. Love them. Anybody else have them?
No.
Mother wouldn't let me have Siamese cats. She said they were evil.
They're the devil. That's why I have them.
Yeah.
That is why. I actually have a tattoo.
Hold on, we got a caller. We got a caller on the line.
I have a tattoo of a Siamese cat.
Stop it.
I have a tattoo of a Siamese cat.
Bojan Burris, call us up 1-800-500.
Wait, they sound
it all the clothes.
Thank you, caller. You get a t-shirt.
I am so hot. You gotta go to close now.
All right, so. Point
Siamese,
for
the Siamese cats from Lady and the Tramp. That's good. Good job, Holly.
Thank you.
Good job, Holly. Good
totally point. Redeemed yourself.
Thank God.
Yeah, redemption.
Is it my turn?
It is.
Yeah.
Go ahead, right. Rorschach.
I've got a good one.
Okay.
Grumpy cat.
He doesn't talk.
Damn it. On a technicality, because the fucking cat just had a movie.
Yeah,
that shitty fucking movie.
Are you kidding me?
I really
he
don't want to
go around the
voice. But he did have a fucking shitty Christmas movie.
He just had a movie, and we said we could count inner dialogue. So yeah. I chose Grumpy Cat. I'm trying to
Counts. It counts. It was just terrible.
We don't like it, but it counts. You get a point for it.
Wait a minute.
It makes us feel dirty.
Wait a minute, guys. Aubrey Plaza.
You know, I would like it better if it was just her in the movie instead of the cat. Yeah.
Why couldn't it just been Grumpy Girl?
Stop
Grumpy Christmas Girl. Or whatever.
Stop Tinga egging my choice.
Ethel, in Rorschach's defense, Ethel loved Grumpy Cat Grumpy to death. Cat?
My mom loved Grumpy Cat.
So really? That's in honor of his late mother.
But listen,
your mom loved memes?
It meets. It meets the criteria.
You've gone too far, Corey.
Sorry. Too soon.
Suggesting that she loved memes.
It's the animal with a voice. She was in a movie, and it's inner dialogue like we said we could do. So, I mean, it meets the three criteria.
Do you know the real name of that cat?
I forget.
Jesus the Lizard. I don't
know. Tartar sauce.
That's tartar sauce. Yes, it is.
The cat's real name is tartar sauce.
Yeah. I'll
tell you what, boy, I'd like to dip my fish sticks in that one.
Oy vey.
Some weird, wild stuff. That cat has dwarfism.
Yeah, it's a deformed cat. It's not going to live very long.
Aw, don't say that. Poor cat.
Well, you were saying with fucking Oliver, this is your last Thanksgiving.
Well, it might be.
This is our last dance under pressure.
This is ourselves.
I already told him, enjoy the Christmas tree. This may be the last one you ever get to sit under.
This is the only year that you're allowing him to just climb up the tree if he wants, eat all the tinsel he wants.
He can do anything he wants, but he can't claw the furniture. If I hear him, I'll be like, dude, you can do whatever the fuck you want. You got cancer, you're dying. Don't claw the furniture.
Oh, Holly, let him do what he wants.
He can't claw the furniture. He has free reign on everything else, though.
Holly.
Okay, who's next?
I believe Doc is next.
Doc is next. This is another half of a duo, and it is the genius half of the duo, while the other one is insane.
Uh-oh, I know where you're going with this.
From Pinky and the Brain.
Very good.
Deanna Brady.
I got really nervous Deanna there for a minute.
Yeah. Fucking Brain. Pinky and the Brain. That is a great selection. I cannot believe that I did not go fucking Animaniacs World with any of my selections. Shit.
You bag of shit.
I got a fun fact.
There's too many other good talking animals. Like this there's is a million. This is the problem with this fucking game, Doc. Like, I can't just narrow down to a definitive top five of anything.
All right, let's make it 10 then. Write 5 more. No.
All right, we're writing 5 more.
Fucking Rorschach's got a goddamn magical dragon and a figment of an insane person's imagination. This game's too loose, guys. It's too loose.
And a deformed cat.
Deformed cat.
I have a fun fact.
Oh. All right.
Animaniacs. Ooh. You know Animaniacs. Do you know who did the voice of the Animaniacs?
Rob Paulsen, Jess Harnell.
Well, there's three people.
Tress McNeil.
Rob Paulsen, Jess Harnell, and Tress McNeil, yeah.
Okay, I heard that back in the day that Mark Slaughter from the band Slaughter used to do Animaniacs voices.
Maybe he did voices well,
maybe
on the show,
additional.
But he wasn't the three main Animaniacs.
I didn't know there was three main Animaniacs.
Who was the guy that
I've never watched
Have you ever
it.
Watched this
No!
Show? I don't think you have, Holly. Who was the guy that played Orson Welles in the Ed Wood movie and also did the voice of the Brain?
Maurice LaMarche.
Yeah, that's him. Yeah.
That guy's great.
Rob Paulsen and Maurice LaMarche were Pinky and the Brain.
Yep. Fun facts. True facts.
We are showing our voiceover nerd dicks right now, Doc.
Point for me, voiceover nerd dick.
Hey, guys, what about that Billy West?
Boy, I tell you, man, he does the voice of Fry from Futurama and Professor Farnsworth. Brrr.
He's also the red M&M.
Yes, he is.
He's also Stimpy. And then Ren later.
Come at us with something harder, Rorschach. Come on.
He's also the bee from Honey Nut Cheerios commercials.
It's also Zap Brannigan, who was originally Phil Hartman.
Phil Hartman, yeah, that's right. Okay, Corey's turn.
All right, Corey.
I'm Troy McClure. It's next on my list. Since we were doing duos, I'll go with my duo that's on the list. Probably the duo that I watched the most of in the 90s as a child, because I had this particular movie on loop for about 3 years, and that's Timon and Pumbaa from The Lion King.
Oh, I forgot
Which
about
one?
Them.
You gotta pick one.
Timon.
But
both Timon and Pumbaa equally share a space in my heart.
I have not seen this.
Guys, I was a really big Nathan Lane fan.
Hold on, you haven't seen The Lion King?
No, I haven't, no.
Oh my God.
I saw
the Broadway play.
I know that your powers of retention. All right. I won't go into it.
Good one.
That's a good one, I guess. I haven't actually seen. Was this?
You should go back and watch it because it's awesome.
The Lion King is one of the best Disney movies.
Yeah.
Was this the Meerkat and the Boar?
It is, yes.
Hey, okay, yeah. All right, I know who you're talking about because I love Nathan Lane, and I remember one morning I was listening to the Howard Stern Show.
What?
This was back in the 90s.
What?
Sal said that Nathan Lane was gay, and Gary Delabate nearly had a heart attack on the. You can't say that. You can't say he's gay. You can't say that. You can't say he's gay. You don't know.
The thing, and he gets sued.
Yeah, it's like, dude, calm down. It's
Corey. What was Nathan Lane's response to?
I was about
people
to say he has
accusing him of being gay.
The best response to somebody accusing him of being gay. He's like, well, I'm an older white single male who does Broadway. What do you think?
That was great.
Yeah.
The chat is down again, by the way.
Oh, I thought people just didn't like us anymore.
All right.
My favorite gay response was when that reporter asked Wolverine if he was gay, and he goes, yeah, so what if I was?
Oh, there you go.
Hugh Jackman?
Yeah, Hugh Jackman.
Is Hugh Jackman gay?
No, but he said, so what if I was?
Oh, well, I agree with that sentiment, but I didn't know.
Yeah, he's married.
That like that means a whole hill of shit. Elton John was married.
So was Bowie. Oh, wait. Bowie's straight now, isn't he? Yeah, I think so.
Chloe was bi and turned straight.
He was married. No. He was married.
I don't think that's how it works, guys.
He was married to Slash's mother, and he raised Slash.
Really? No.
Yes.
This sounds made up. Chloe's married to Iman.
This is a Hall's fun fact.
Hold on. Hollyweed's fun fact. Hollyweed's, by the way, is your name when we get married. All right, Holly.
Pine cones and Hollyweedies.
Point for Corey. Holly's turn.
All right.
Poppy from Beverly Hills Chihuahua.
Who?
Poppy.
Beverly Hills Chihuahua.
Oh God, that's my favorite movie. I can watch it over and over. Only the first one. Yes.
Beverly Hills Chihuahua.
It's such a great one.
I love that movie.
Legally Canine.
I can watch that movie over and over and over. Those fucking dogs talking are the cutest goddamn things I ever seen in my life. And when they go to the temple. And there's like 5,000 chihuahuas, and they're all singing and dancing. Oh, my God. Never.
Are you also a fan of the Cats versus Dogs movies?
No, just the Beverly Hills Chihuahua.
The Revenge of Kitty Galore.
And then they got married. Oh, that was the best scene ever. The little babies got married.
Do you own all three Beverly Hills Chihuahua movies?
No, I don't. I only like the first one. I don't like the other ones.
You got to get the trilogy.
No, really, I don't like the other
really
ones.
Really wrap itself up.
They don't like the other ones.
Holly, that's hilarious.
Why?
Because it's a good answer.
He's awesome.
It's a good answer that none of us would have picked.
It's true.
Look at him.
Except that I also have the Beverly Hills Chihuahua on my list.
Liar.
No, you don't.
You serious? Do you?
I'm kidding.
All right.
I hate Chihuahuas.
Damon.
Damon.
They're the worst things to happen.
Nightman.
What?
Chihuahuas are the worst things that happened to dogs since dog sweaters.
But Monster's a chihuahua.
Yeah, Monster's a precious little angel. And let me add this. I forgot what I was going to say.
All right. Point for Holly.
Yeah, that's a point for Holly for sure.
Rorschach, your turn.
Okay, this one I guarantee none of you will have. Well, I don't guarantee, but Moro.
Yep, it's on my list.
Moro from Princess Mononoke.
I don't even know what the fuck that is. If it's anime, it doesn't count.
Language, I think.
He's channeling Dean here.
Anime doesn't count.
Yes, the fuck it does too. God.
Yes, it does.
Only American TV or movies.
Okay. No, it counts.
It counts. It's Moro.
USA.
What was Moro? I don't remember.
USA. Moro was the Queen Wolf from Princess Mononoke. She was the
You can call me Queen Wolf.
And she had three tails and everything. She was amazing and beautiful and smart.
All right.
And it was
I gotta see this thing. What is it called again?
I'm not telling you.
Come on, I wanna see what it looks like.
Totoro.
Moro from Princess Mononoke.
Moro from Princess Mononoke.
Mononoke.
Please hold while we look this up.
I don't know. I can't find it. Is it a wolf?
Guys, you got to admit that's a great answer because that was a great character.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
And it talks.
It looks like one of the wolves from Game of Thrones.
Wow, we didn't even get into Game of Thrones. Wow.
They don't talk.
Talking animals in Game of Thrones?
Yeah, they didn't talk.
No,
yeah,
they
didn't talk.
Okay. Good.
But this particular anime wolf talks.
This anime, Moro talks, and it's not telepathically or anything. She uses her mouth and she speaks.
Oh, I found a clip of Moro talking so we can hear it.
Thank God.
Oh, she sings. That's cool.
Yeah. But anyway, that's a great answer. None of you will admit it, Dean.
Yeah, no. Take the point on all of your bullshit animal talking. Doc, you're up.
Mr. Obscure.
Point for Rorschach. All right. I'm on my last one now. Because Rocket Raccoon was canceled, then Scrooge, then Dale, then Brain. Okay, my last one is from my favorite Disney movie.
Uh-oh.
Which I'm going to play a clip of right now.
Whoa, what? Oh!
And it is Archimedes, Archimedes the owl, Merlin's owl from Sword in the Stone.
I was so close to putting him on my list.
But you didn't, did you?
No, I was back and forth on my last selection. That was either Archimedes or the one that I put, and wow.
Holy shit, no sticks don't... Oh, the crap. Ah, fuck. Okay, there it goes. The chat crashed right when No Stick Zone put in a hot picture of Aubrey Plaza.
I saw it.
Okay, good.
I got that in my stroke folder. So
somebody put in Archimedes from Sword in the Stone, please.
And then Fletcher. Well,
Fletcher just put up, yeah.
Yeah, Fletcher.
Put... Oh, there's Wolf.
Yeah, Morrow.
Morrow.
That's the night.
I believe we have a clip of Morrow.
Whoa, what?
Oh! Nope, wrong one.
No, that's not.
That's not it. What are you doing? Oh, by the way. Okay. Scary. Post me call me
man. Maybe call me wolf. I gotta see this.
Right?
All right.
The wolf that San is riding on is Morrow, not the other wolf, but
yeah.
Mm-hmm. The one that's not growling.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The nice one.
Okay.
Holly, just because you've never heard of it, that doesn't mean it's not valid.
I didn't say that.
Yes, Sticks on foot, the owl. Look at the owl.
Oh, he's cute. He looks like the Tootsie Pop owl.
Yeah, he does. Oh my God.
He does kind of. Let's find out. Oh, one, two, three. Yeah, that's true.
All right.
Yeah, point for me.
We got
2 points for me.
We got 20 minutes.
Archimedes.
All right. Back to Corey.
Well, Corey, that's you. This next one on my list, I only saw on reruns because I was much too young to actually watch this show when it aired live.
Hold on. Rerun from What's Happening does not count. That is a human being, Corey. You
You guys, a horse is a horse, of course. No one can talk to a horse, of course. Unless, of course, that famous horse is the famous Mr. Ed.
Wow.
Now, I believe that was on No Shtick Zone's list in the chat. I can't see it anymore.
You know what? The
chat crashed so many times.
Yeah, No Shtick Zone and I had a lot of cancels.
Yeah, so you only have 1 point then in the whole game.
Son of a bitch. Was No Shtick Zone
playing? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I used to like Mr. Ed. I used to watch it all the time.
Mr. Ed was, like, I was super excited every time Mr. Ed came on TV Land. There was something about that damn show where I could not get enough of that peanut butter smacking horse.
It used to be on like every day after school. So I'd come home from school and it was like the Brady Bunch and then Mr. Ed and then Bewitched.
I believe we have a Bewitched clip of Mr. Ed.
Boogity boogity. What about Mr. Ed? Dad.
That was a clip of Mr. Ed.
Boogity boogity boogity.
Boogity boogity. I'll scare your dad.
Oh, Ed.
That pitcher looks creepy.
You're starting to talk like me. Go take a peel.
That pitcher looks creepy with the dark clouds in the background and him intensely staring into the camera. What the fuck was going on in that pitcher?
I like to
Sorry, go ahead.
I like to think everybody
who had a list repost it so we could read them at the end because the chat fucked up so many times. Okay, now you can go.
I was going to say that I like to think now.
I'm kidding. Go ahead,
Holly. What's next?
Mine. This is my last one.
That's never not going to be funny.
All right, Holly, go ahead.
Holly, please say Riley.
Ren Hoke.
What?
Ren.
Oh, Ren.
Oh, wait. From Ren and Stimpy?
Yes.
Nice.
Great selection.
Very good one.
That is a good one.
I'm surprised.
An idiot.
You idiot! I love him.
Not surprising, I mean, that you went with another chihuahua.
Another chihuahua. A chihuahua, two chihuahuas, a Siamese cat, and a raccoon.
Beverly Hills. That's where I want to be.
I used to
watch... Hi, Mark.
When I was in a band, when I used to be in a band back in the 90s, when Ren and Stimpy was on.
The Sick Fucking Puppies.
The Sick Fucking Puppies. It was called Greenhouse Effect. So we would, we'd play out on Saturday nights. And when we'd get done playing out or whatever, we'd go back to the one guy's house and he would tape on a VCR Ren and Stimpy, the first run. And every week it was like, oh my God, I can't wait to get back to Rick's house so we can watch this week's Ren and Stimpy. And we'd get stoned and watch it and laugh hysterically.
Very good, Holly.
So that brings back very fond memories for me of the good times. So all of my, except for the raccoon, that's just because I just seen him yesterday. My other ones have like special meanings for me.
Yeah, all right. I hate you took Rocket Raccoon away from me. I've got 4 points. What
are you done with your list, Roshek?
I just had 5.
Yeah, we all wrote five, but do you have any left to share?
You did all 5 already?
I did all 5. I can't think of another one.
Well, no, you don't think of another one, only the ones that you previously wrote.
Yeah.
Are you out too, Doc?
Okay. I'm out too. I did all 5.
I have one more.
Okay.
The last one on my list is, we spoke about it so much earlier, but it's Disney's Robin Hood.
He's a fox. Yes.
Ah.
That suave motherfucker.
He's a fox, but I love him. So, look.
What?
Go ahead, Corey, explain.
Explain Robin Hood?
Yeah, why you like him.
Because he's a suave motherfucker.
Did you know? By the way, hold on a second.
Doggy Weeds, fun fact.
Oh, Lord.
It's fat and it's fun.
Fun fact, proven by the episode of Doctor Who called Robot of Sherwood, Robin Hood was actually a real person.
Yep. It's true.
And there, he was also in that one, Robin Hood in Tights.
Robin Hood in Tights. Yep, there you go.
Which the only reason I watched that was because Patrick Stewart was in the movie for 2 seconds at the end.
That was a funny ass film. I liked it.
Yeah,
we're man.
Said Magneto.
Yeah, that's what he said in Men in Tights. Yes,
folks, this is what's called winding down, and
after four hours,
you're exhausted and your jaw's hurting.
It's good for all my right, bodies.
Let's count up our points.
Count them up, Holly. What you got?
3.
Andy?
4.
Doc?
4.
I got 5, motherfuckers.
Shut up! Ah! Damn it. Can't you just lie and say 4 so we can do cum dancies?
No. I got 5 on it. I got 5 on it.
Damn it.
Oh.
Congratulations,
I'm doing a victory
Corey.
Dance. You can't see it, but I'm thrusting pelvis.
Oh!
Yes. Microphone.
Nice.
Come
Hold
back
on, Corey.
Not playing Nerdigories for a long time and take the victory. Whoop, whoop.
Corey, our good pal Gene Hunt has a message for you.
I am?
You great, soft, sissy, girly, Nancy, French, Bender, Man United supporting, puff.
Yeah, well,
oh, what? Oh!
Let's give a congratulations to Corey for winning Nerdigories this week.
Hold on, no sticks don't just post the most offensive shirt I have ever seen in my life. It's so offensive.
I agree with
it. Delete it from the chat.
You're gonna delete it?
More offensive than Chip and Dale double teaming Gadget.
which was hot.
It's not deleting.
Admittedly. I deleted it.
There we go. It's deleted now.
Yeah. Fuckers.
Okay, guys, we got 10 minutes. Oh, what am I doing? It's your show.
We could do a quick game of a movie.
We got 15 minutes.
Chain.
Yeah, we could do movie chain real quick.
For as many rounds it takes us till the end. We're going to kill time till the end with movie
chain.
Okay,
we're going to play another game.
Yeah. This is a brand new game that we invented last week.
Yeah, last week.
Last week we did it for the first time. You guys need a rundown again of how it's played?
I got it.
Maybe the audience wants. Does the audience know how to do it?
We name a movie. Next person names the actor in the movie. The next person names a different movie that actor was in, and so on.
Oh, I'm going to be out in 5 minutes.
All right.
Minutes.
Why don't you start? Why don't we let ladies
No,
first
no, no. Again? I started the last game. I don't want to start this one. It's too much pressure.
Ladies first, Rorschach, then.
Okay, Star Wars.
Go in reverse order. So it'll
God.
Rorschach, Holly, me, Doc, Rorschach.
Okay, so you said Star Wars.
Yeah.
Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford was in The Fugitive.
With Tommy Lee Jones. That's Rorschach. Back to Rorschach.
Yep. Back to Rorschach.
A coal miner's daughter.
Fuck.
Sissy Spacek.
She was in Carrie.
Oh my God!
Demon!
Damon.
Fighter of the Nightman!
Can I give Stephen King?
I was gonna say Stephen King too. Can
I dock a hint?
I'm canceled out. Now it's your turn.
John Travolta.
Wait, was it Andy's turn?
Wait. Okay. Oh, yes. Wait a minute.
I forgot what order we were going.
It was your turn.
And then I didn't get it, so I'm out now. Yes. So now it's your turn.
John Travolta. He was in.
Okay.
He was.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
That was my go-to if I had to prove somebody else that was in Carrie. I would have gone to John Travolta.
Okay, so now Holly, you're doing movie John Travolta.
John Travolta.
Oh wow, that's a hard one.
What?
I know, I'm just kidding. I'm trying to think of a good one. Urban Cowboy.
Ooh.
Fuck.
Urban Cowboy. A bull. A mechanic.
I don't know. Was Robert Duvall in that movie? I don't know. I think I'm out.
Yeah, I think you're out. Okay, yeah. Now, Rorschach, do you have...
Deborah Winger.
Deborah Winger. Holly?
Deborah Winger. Well, how about An Officer and a Gentleman?
Richard Gere.
Pretty Woman.
Erin Brockovich.
No.
You gotta say that actress's name.
You got an actress, not movie.
I'm sorry, Julia Roberts.
Erin Brockovich.
Yeah.
That was evil.
Scrooge. Yeah.
Scrooge the Pooch.
Oh, no, Scrooge. Albert Finch. No. Albert Finch. What's the matter with me? Albert Finch.
Go. Actor movie. Come on.
I'm sorry.
Quit giving her the next answer.
Albert Finney.
I don't even know who Albert Finney is.
Just say Scrooged.
Scrooged.
And you've won, Holly. You've won.
No, I didn't win. I don't know who Albert Finney is.
Well, you know,
you don't know won. Bill Murray? You just
fucked up.
All right, let's try again.
Now, let's do this again. We got time. This is a
start with Scrooged.
I'm looking up Albert Finney to see what he looks like. I don't even recognize him. No,
Holly, don't worry about it. All right, somebody else start. God damn it. Oh, no, I'll start. How about I start?
Was Albert Finney in that movie?
Holly, you
yes.
Won, darling. Except the thing. You won.
One next. Okay. Start, Andy.
Blade Runner.
What's his name? Kurt something.
You just said
Albert Finney? What are you talking about?
You're out.
I don't know what you're talking about. Kurt Russell.
No, okay.
What?
I'm next, but
he said Blade.
It's a new round.
No, he said Blade Runner because he knows that's a movie that I never would have watched in my entire life.
Holly, I wasn't doing it to be mean.
Bullshit.
Doc, go. Holly's out.
You're so full of shit. I never would watch that movie.
What the difference does that make?
Because how would I know anybody that was in it?
You just said the guy less than a minute ago.
Am I nuts or was Werner Herzog in Blade Runner?
I think you're nuts.
I don't even know what Blade Runner I'm is.
I'm out.
What? You haven't seen Blade Runner, Doc?
No.
I don't know who else is in it, but Harrison Ford, and we already said him.
But that doesn't matter. It's a new round.
Harrison Ford.
Okay, good.
We're just going to end up going in the same loop, Corey.
Yeah, so I'm trying to figure out something other than, let's see, we can go with, God damn it. Anchorman 2, The Legend of Ron Burgundy.
Harrison the legend continues, Ford or whatever. Was in that?
he has a role in that movie, yes.
Really?
Yes.
Steve Carell.
Andy? Okay. Evan Almighty.
That's a good one. Oh my God, that's a good one. Corey, how are you going to win that?
Is it my turn, really? Yes.
Sokka, we already said Star Wars. We're trying not to say it, you fucking idiot.
Who was his wife in that? No, fucking Morgan Freeman.
Oh.
There you go. He played Gog.
Seven.
Okay. Seven.
Where's Holly? Is she not participating?
I'm out.
She was out.
Because I never watched fucking Blade Runner.
All right.
Did you say seven?
I thought we were going the opposite direction than the way we were going before. But
all right. Did you say seven?
Seven.
Did say seven.
Bradley Pitt.
Brad Pitt is in The Curious Case of Benjamin Button.
I'm out.
Is Werner Herzog in that?
I am the doctor!
All right, let's go again. Corey, you start this time.
Did I win?
Yeah.
I think so, yes.
Okay. Corey,
let's go with my favorite Christmas movie, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
No.
Then we'll go Andy.
Then Holly, then Doc.
Yeah. Christmas Vacation.
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Okay, Chevy Chase.
Mm-hmm.
Holly.
Chevy Chase equals, he's in a million movies, but the first one that came to mind was The Three Amigos.
Ooh, good one.
Good one.
With Martin Short.
Who was in that movie with that guy?
Don't say another guy in the movie.
I'm not going to. I know. He was in Martin Short is son of a bitch. Jiminy Glick Takes Hollywood.
Ugh.
That's not a movie, is it?
That is a movie.
What is it?
It's a really bad movie, Jiminy Glick Takes
Hollywood. It's the only one that came to mind. I have two movies in my mind, but I can't remember the fucking titles of those movies.
I just want to go on record that you had Clifford and Innerspace to choose from. You chose
Clifford, son of a bitch.
And you chose Clifford. Jiminy Glick's Hollywood.
And
Town.
Then I was going to say James Grodin. Okay. All right.
Charles Grodin.
I'm out.
Holly, do you know who's in the Jiminy Glick movie?
I didn't even think that was a real thing.
Yeah, it is.
I've never heard of that movie in my life. You guys are too much movie buffs for me.
All right. I guess it's my turn.
Yeah. Remember Bobo when he said, "What do you do there?" I load the truck.
Werner Herzog.
Jesus, Doc, what the fuck is the matter with you?
Is he in the Jiminy Glick movie?
I don't know. Who else is in it?
Jiminy Glick in Lollywood?
Jan Hooks.
John Travolta.
Jan Hooks, yeah. Jan Hooks is in it. Janine Garofalo is in it.
Oh, okay,
John. We got time for one more. I'm going to start it.
I think we got time for one more.
Oh, this is really wearing me down fast.
Go,
Big Trouble in Little China.
Oh, my God.
What is that? I never even heard of that movie.
Big Trouble in Little China.
I'll go. Kurt Russell.
Escape from New York.
Holly.
I've never seen that movie. I don't know. I've never seen that movie. I've never seen that movie.
That would be you, Doc.
Oh, that would be me. Oh, his fucking name, Donald Pleasance.
Oh, good.
Oh, fuck. He's a bald guy. Did he fuck? Was he like Clink in goddamn Hogan's Heroes?
No.
No, that's a TV show. I'm trying to think of who Donald Pleasance is.
Corey, just
I can't say anything else he's from. He's the president in Escape from New York.
Yeah, no, I'm getting. He was in. Oh shit! He was. He's the doctor in Halloween.
There you go, Loomis or whatever.
Jamie Curtis.
Jamie Lee Curtis. Holly was out, right? You're out, Holly.
Yeah, Holly's out.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
Freaky Friday.
Oh, never mind.
Wait,
Freaky Friday. Mm-hmm.
With Lindsay Lohan.
No, the original one, right?
She was
no, Jamie Lee Curtis
was only in the
the Lohan one.
Oh, okay.
She was only in the Lohan one.
Bad Girls.
Bad Girls? Question mark? Andy's out.
No, Lindsay Lohan was in Bad Girls.
There's no movie named Bad Girls.
Yes, here, it's my turn now. It's my turn now. It's my turn now. Mean Girls.
Yes.
Fuck you guys. Fuck.
Mean Girls.
Oh, what? Oh!
Shit.
She was in Mean Girls with Tim Meadows.
Tim Meadows,
Bad Girl,
who was in The Single Guy. That's not what it's called.
Bad Boys.
Should I say it? You want to try that one more time? Or should I tell you what you thought?
No, hold on. Hold on. Tim Meadows, he was clearly in Blackula.
No.
Was he in Werner Herzog?
He has been in Werner Herzog.
What was his movie called?
You were thinking of The Ladies' Man.
The Ladies' Man. Yes. The single guy. All right,
also
I think we're
in,
done.
Walk Hard, the Dewey Cox Story.
Corey's won all of them.
No, he did. He's a bag of shit.
I didn't win all of them. I only won two.
All right.
Bad Girls.
Bad Girls. Anybody have a song to play us out?
Should we do plugs or no?
No, we have a minute left.
Well, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
This was fun.
Also,
this was fun. It was too long, but next time we'll do 4 hours again.
Sure.
Hold on. I got a song to play us out.
Doc, you play us out.
I'll play us out. If it'll start playing at any moment.
Go on.